Caroline, Willie, D-Mace. We have got a great Thursday night football matchup tonight. Bengals at the Ravens. After all of these weeks having to endure bad matchup after bad matchup, we finally get a good one. And joining us now to break it all down and to give us her best bets of the night is Allie Melnicki of Zen Sports. Allie, Bengals at Ravens. Who you got in this one? The Ravens favored by 3.5 at home.
This is a tough one. Both teams coming off big losses last week. Obviously, we saw the Bengals lose one to the Texans. The Browns came back and beat the Ravens. If I have to pick, though, I'm going to take the points with the Bengals. They've just been hot. I know they lost last week. They didn't have T. Higgins, but there's a revenge factor in place. The Ravens beat the Bengals in week two. Joe Burrow wasn't 100% then, so I'm going to go with the Bengals.
And it seems like week after week, losing to the Texans becomes, you know, less, I don't want to use the word embarrassing, but less shameful maybe, because C.J. Stroud has been balling out the way that he has. But you're right. It's a bounce back week for both of these teams, the Bengals and the Ravens. Ja'Marr Chase, anytime touchdown scorer. It feels obvious, not great odds here, but doesn't it feel like just easy money?
You would think so, but I'm actually looking at Joe Mixon in the run game. I can see him punching one in. So if I were to pick one with some better value, I'd go with Joe Mixon anytime touchdown scorer.
Now, how about the Steelers and the Browns? This may be a low-scoring game. Deshaun Watson's out. We know the problems that the Steelers have at their quarterback position, drop passes, and all this other stuff. Are you going with the over or the under? With this
I'm
Pittsburgh
so
game.
On the under on this one. I don't even know how the Browns score in this game. We saw when Dorian Thompson-Robinson played a few weeks ago. It was just an ugly game. I think maybe they got, what, a field goal out of it. I was actually shocked that they named him the starter over P.J. Walker. They're still competing for a playoff spot. This could be a game where he gets benched, though, but that total is something like 33.5 last I looked at it. It feels like just a one-team over-under for if you were looking at college football, but I'm not even going to be tempted. I'm just going to go under, under, under.
Now, the Jets and the Bills coming off an embarrassing loss, not embarrassing but in regards to the score because of how it all transpired. Then they fired their offensive coordinator the very next day, I believe. The Jets, we know they have their own problems, but are you taking the Jets and the points?
This is another ugly game, but yes, I am going to take the Jets and the points. The Bills, I think, as much as they struggle on offense, their defense is more in shambles. They lost some key guys for the year, Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano. That's been really hurting their defense. I think if the Jets can keep it on the ground, let Breece Hall explode for some long runs, I think the Jets could at least keep it close. I don't know. I don't think they win because I don't have that much faith in Zach Wilson, but I think the Jets do enough to keep it within that 6.5, 7-point range.
Now, another intriguing team, the Broncos. It seems like they found themselves on a winning streak. They came off a huge win last week. The Vikings, many thought, were going to be going downhill. They lost their star receiver for a few weeks, then their starting quarterback. But it seems like this team just keeps trucking. Will you take them in the points over Broncos?
Yeah, it looks like, you know, the Tennessee Volunteers quarterback, Josh Dobbs, has really been making a name for himself. But
I'm killing it.
I'm actually going to go with the Broncos on this one. One of the reasons why the Broncos really have turned their season around, you look back to when they lost 70-20 with the Dolphins, is they got a lot of their big-name starters back on defense. I think that the Broncos defense finally ended the feel-good Josh Dobbs story. I think that if they give it to Javonte Williams on the ground, take a little pressure off Russell Wilson, they'll do just that, and they'll be able to tear apart a Vikings defense that really isn't that good. So I'm going to go on the Broncos.
Allie, you got me thinking when you started talking about the Browns and their issues offensively, and then we're coming off a week there were, what, 6 field goals on the last play of the game? Mm-hmm. One of our discussions this week has been how, and obviously the Titans struggle as much as anybody in the red zone, but defenses are doing pretty well in the red zone. The points are kind of down. What have you seen with trends? Do you tend to go under more because defenses sort of surprisingly are doing really well?
I've always been more of an under better when it comes to the NFL, and I'll give you a stat that my GM of sports betting just gave me right before I got on this call. In primetime games, the under is 25-7. That's an unheard success rate, somewhere up in the 70 percentile. So for some reason, these teams, when they get on prime time or even just during the weekend, it's the defensive that has stepped up. So I think if you're going to look for some bets this weekend, look at some of these unders. A lot of these totals look maybe too low, but don't let that deceive you. These are low scoring games.
Division games can always be a little tricky, but the Jaguars are a pretty decent favorite over the Titans, who have struggled a lot on the road. Do you think there's any hope for the Titans here? Are you just kind of lean where the obvious would be right here?
I do. I think Will Levis does bounce back from his showing last week against the Buccaneers. I think that they do keep it within the 6.5-7 points that it is now. Mike Vrabel is very good as a big underdog. I think the defense is going to be able to stop Trevor Lawrence at times. So I'm going to side with the Titans and the points.
Last one from me, Allie. Eagles at the Chiefs. That's another really great games this weekend. That's another good matchup. Chiefs 2.5-point favorites at Arrowhead. Who do you like here?
I love the Chiefs in this one. I know that their record might say it, Eagles being at 8-1, but this is just not the same team offensively and defensively as last year. I think the Chiefs have just improved vastly since their Super Bowl on defense. I think it's one of the most underrated units. Andy Reid, we know how good he is coming off of a bye. I'm all over the Chiefs on this one.
Over under Taylor Swift references in that game. Philadelphia native.
Whatever the number is, give me the over.
Always take the over.
For Monday night. This is what we were just talking about. This. I was listening to a great podcast where Richard Deitch, it's the sports media podcast, he was talking to Joe Buck about this. So there's two different ways, right? The reference, how many times does the announcer say it and they actually talk about it, or how much does it count if it's just showing her in the suite or where she is? Like that. That's two different numbers, right? You could almost have two different odds based on that. Because sometimes I think it's so common now the announcer doesn't even have to say anything.
Right.
Appearances versus mentions. Those
yes.
are two different bets.
Okay.
But I'll take the over on both of them.
Take the over on both of them.
Yeah. Hammer she's an under NFL better and an over Taylor Swift better. I love it. Allie Melnicki of Zen Sports. Allie, always appreciate your betting insight. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep.
I am excited about this game tonight. Two really good teams, mm-hmm. a tight division. Bengals need this one. They're in last place in the division.
Yeah.
A good division with a Steelers team that has no business having the record that they have, but got to get everyone that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the best division in, at least in the AFC, and I think in the National Football League, period.
I would agree.
Be a good game tonight.
That is going to do it for us today. We will be back tomorrow at 11 a.m., supposedly. Big stadium announcement for the Tennessee Titans tomorrow at 10 a.m. So we'll keep everyone updated with that. Stillman & Company's up next.
Be love and love on your people. Peace.